welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is awesome in his ways. He's perfect in his thoughts. He thinks of all things, and I always say that, and I know that I say that often, but it's true. He thinks of everything possible, and he's foundational. The Lord is going to use the strength of those who love him to help those who are not as strong. Sometimes people think of the weaker sheep in a negative way, but God does not. They are people who believed on the blood of his only begotten son. And when you believe on Jesus Christ, you won the most important round you'll ever fight. When a person believes on Jesus Christ, they go against the grain of this world. This world is like a rushing mighty river. And when you start looking to God, you're swimming against a strong, a negative current. All of your thoughts and opinions, the enemy hates it, and he'll try to isolate you and persuade people against you. And because he can't stop the works of the light of God's word, when we live the light of God's word, when we represent the light, the heart of his will in the earth, the enemy is desperately afraid of it. And it does exponential damage to his kingdom. It brings people out of the darkness, his seductive ways. And people will see you grow and mature and do what you couldn't do. Now, a lot of people remember the deeds that they did while they were sinners. And that's how they are identified, by what they did and how they acted. But once you believe on Jesus Christ, and anybody believe on Jesus Christ, from that point on, you have a new identity. You become a brand new creature. My pastor's son, Pastor Jim the Fourth, he taught about how we're not a rebuilt. We have a brand new heart. And we talked about the new birth. And also, he said, you know, we have a brand new heart, not a rebuilt heart. And that's very important. It's very important to know that we have a brand new heart. Matthew mentioned, he preached too. He said a few exhorting words before he sang a song. And he's the one said we have a brand new heart, not a rebuilt heart. Somebody he knew drew, they put too many miles on an engine without changing the oil, and they had to get a rebuilt engine. And he made the comparison. We don't have a rebuilt heart, we have a brand new heart. And Jim talked about the new birth as well, and how important it is, the grace that God has given us. He showed how we're worth something to God, to die for us. Every person on the earth is very valuable to God, every single one. Jesus died for us, and I always like to say individually as well as collectively. Sin entered the world through one man, and one man gave us victory over sin. If we believe on Jesus Christ, we're made new creatures. Now, with that being said, from the moment you first believe, a lot of people may not know that you have believed on Jesus. So when your name comes up, they think of the person they knew before your salvation. But as you develop and grow, it's obvious that something is totally different about you, because your whole DNA structure is different. It's brand new. You've been changed. You've been altered. You've been made brand. Your heart has been made brand new. Now your body and your mind, they grow from glory to glory. And the more we grow from glory to glory, the more obvious it is that a change is made in us. And one of the key things is peace. We have peace, and we grow from glory to glory. Now over time, people are going to get to know you, and they're not going to be able to believe the great changes that was made in you. And when old friends are reunited, they're going to see that you have developed. The Word of God is a developing way. Now, we're not restricted to learn from God. God wants to teach us as much as we can receive, because His love is vast and great towards us. And He's able to take a person that will mature and love His will. He's able to do great things through their lives. That's just the way it is. All He needs you to do is to, if you love Him, if you have sincerity towards God, that's called faith. You can't get a higher form of sincerity than faith. So if you live by your faith and you speak and do God's word, your life will heal from glory to glory. Your life will get stronger and stronger. You will stop being weak, and you'll begin to be stronger and stronger. Your appetite will change. Your advice changes. Your influence changes. Everything changes because you've changed from glory to glory, from faith to faith. And people can see it. It's obvious. And people who love darkness, they want to find something wrong. They want to find a way to discredit the light that's getting on their nerves. See, when people love darkness, they want to be in darkness. When people go to a club, they have the light down low, because they like a sneaky life. It sets another mood tone. But when people love the light, they want more light. When people are in the presence of those who operate in love, they're not used to that. Sometimes people want to be upset. They want the worst. They want to believe what things are the way that they are, or the way that they seem. But there's so much slander in the world. And slander's not always true. It's always a discredit. And the enemy uses our differences to divide us so that he can destroy us. There's an end game behind the illusion that we're not going to like. It works against everybody and everything we stand for. There's something wrong with sin. Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The enemy dresses up darkness to look good, but it's very dangerous. It's made to look better and more fun. But if you watch and pay attention, people who live a lifestyle of sin, they have no hope. Even what they hope to do and the things that they enjoy and call fun, it's going to end one day, soon. Something always happens, and their robberies and their emotional levels, they're not healing. A healing process is not growing inside the heart of a sinner, a person that never believed on Jesus Christ. Even if they are not doing anything obvious, they still have no hope. They're hanging by a thread. If their body stops working, they will die. without God. And they'll be subject to a cruel world below their feet. Hell is in the center of the earth. And if you die without Christ, you will be sucked into it. You can't get out. And everybody is very valuable to God. And he has the wisdom you need. All the guidance that he gives you, everything the word instructs us to do is helpful. It will bring us back to life. And we can live a life that works. We can grow. We can live. We can thrive in life. Because the life of God is available. But if a person trusts sin, by the time they realize that it destroyed them, they'll be in pretty bad shape. They'll be old. And some people never learn how dangerous their sins are until the last moments of their life. Now, when people decide not to get saved, they continue in their ways. The enemy always supply them with whatever excuse will work to keep them in the dark. And he will soothe their life. And if they're about to get saved, he'll give them whatever they're after. He'll cause them to receive whatever they want to keep them interested in the world. Old friends are called. People are called at the worst times to get you back in the world. A person is trying to stop drinking, for instance. They're doing good and making progress. But they always have an old friend to come around with one more bottle. And they smell it. And they say, I'll stop drinking. And their friend can't give them a drink. And they leave. And they come back at another opportune time. And after something happens. See, the enemy caused something else to happen to make them aggravated. And then that old friend will come around again with their bottle. And they smell it. And they think one drink won't hurt. And they're back off. And they're back where they started. See, in the world, there's no anchor. It takes the word of God and people praying for you to get you out of this world. Now, let's say people are praying for you and they're praying, you know, they can counter some of the things that the enemy is doing. But at some point, it's not going to last unless you get saved, ultimately. But there are parents who are praying for their only child. And their only child is in love with the world. And that parent won't give up and keep praying for that child. And the enemy's trying to get them, keep them interested in the world. So this is what people go through. And all these things need to be understood. God loves the person. His position is he wants to save them. It's got to be their will. Because he's not going against your will. And if he forgive you, you got to be able to forgive everybody else. And I'm going to tell you, unforgiveness is very dangerous. That's one of the most dangerous things out there. If we don't forgive each other, God is not going to forgive us. And that's just the way it is. And we need God to forgive us. I need all my sins forgiven. And I want to be forgiven. And I want to do what's right. I don't want him to forgive me so I can go back and do something wrong. I want to be forgiven, and I'm so glad that God wants to forgive me and forget about my sin. I don't want sin. I don't want to smell like sin anymore. Because I love God, and I appreciate all that he's done for us. Jesus is too good for us. He's done too much for us to live any kind of way. I can't pay him back because the price was too high. He paid for my salvation, and I want to live like I appreciate him. And I want to preach like I appreciate him. And I want to win people to the Lord because I know he's good to me and I know he's good to them. But when it comes to sin, God sees, he sees a future with every sin. He sees how it's going to undo you, how it's going to hurt you, how it's going to really deeply cut you. And he knows that it looks good. He knows it's a temptation. He knows that you're being duped from the time you start looking at it. And if it gets in your heart, it'll harden your heart against him. He knows all these facts. But his love won't change. But if you can trust the Lord on the fact that sin is deadly, then it can be beneficial in the way that you help people come out of it. He's not trying to rob us and make us miserable. He's trying to keep us out of danger. And I thank him for that. When I was a child, sometimes I had a mind to do things I shouldn't. But my parents prayed for me, and the Lord always interrupted me as long as I was a child. But when I was an adolescent, then I did things that I wish I didn't do. And as a teenager, I ended up getting saved. When I got saved, I was almost an adult. I was 19, which some people say I was an adult. But anyway, I got saved, and I'm so glad. I've been happy that I've been saved from May of 1983. It's good. And the Lord does a strategic work through those who love him and appreciate him. Now, all these things are important to understand, because the change that's made in your life, it's peculiar to people. It's not something that they can forget about. It's obvious that the people that knew you when you were a sinner and the way you are now is totally different to them. And the enemy has, all he can do is ridicule. But don't get mad at the people who ridicule you and don't understand and misunderstand and believe the worst. Love them anyway. One scripture said, be kind to all men. Because that's how we honor God. And not just act kind. I'm saying be kind. Be good to all men. Be kind to all men. Love all men. Love all people. They're not going to do you right, but love them anyway. With sincerity. Love them like God loves you. With sincerity. And you're going to see a greater change in their lives. Remember, we're priests. We can pray and believe God and represent them before the Lord. And if we'll do that, God has something to work with. He expresses his love through those who trust him, through those who take him at his word. So everything God does is relevant. Everything he does is a work towards his perfect will. The perfect will of God is revealed over time. The enemy is trying to stop every aspect of what he's doing. Now, the enemy, he fails. He's not perfect. He doesn't know really how to fight God's work. But he wants to. And the most effective thing he can do is get the people of God to not do the things of God. To be lazy about the things that make us strong. To be half-hearted about the things that help us develop. To have the wrong opinions instead of living opinions. To keep us in the dark. So then he doesn't have to challenge us. We don't challenge him if we're compromised. A man that fervently loves God preaches different than a man who's compromising somewhere. Because once people start down a dark path, they don't preach against that. They have to, if they don't conquer it right, it affects that, the dynamic of their ministry. And many people are, they spend their days on earth, that in the days of their pilgrimage, putting out the fires that the enemy starts. You can fight sin. Let me put it this way. In battle, you can fight foot soldiers from now on. But if you kill the head, if you can stop their leader, it's easier to conquer the foot soldiers. If you can get the leader to stop fighting, you can get the army to follow that leader. But as long as they have the wisest general, they're going to be very dangerous to you. That's how the enemy works. Now, he can't make us stop doing things at his will. We're not under his authority. And Christ is the head of the church. He can't be killed. So he has to stop us. He has to disconnect us from following the guidance of God. Only then can he do damage. And many times that's the case. So the last broadcast, I talked about how God had me talking about how people didn't follow the Holy Spirit. And the only way to be fit for the work of God, you have to follow the Holy Spirit. And in doing so, he'll teach you the details you need and you can stop the works of darkness. And then the anointing. The anointing works in obedience, in the realm of obedience. Without obedience, the anointing doesn't work. I mean, the Lord showed us that with Samson. As long as he didn't eat of the vine and cut his hair, then he was anointed. And that's all he had to do. Now remember, he was an Old Testament man. He didn't have the new birth. But what he was, the instructions he was given at his level. And he was anointed to judge and avenge Israel. And he killed about 5,000 men in his days. Now, God has, he has many people who obey him and who follow him. And those that draw near and obey everything he gives them to do, and they're willing and obedient, they seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, they always win. And they win strong. And you're going to see the hand of work of God as you go forward in life. Now, as we submit to it before the Lord, as we yield to him and go forward in the things of God, things progress quick. Now, the thing to expect is God will keep he'll do his part. Nobody can tell you what to look for. But a clue to the fact that you're going forward, the Holy Spirit, he's consistent in his guidance. If he give you something to do and you do it, he give you something else towards it. It's working. Those are, to me, when the Lord give me something to do and he's given me what to say on the radio. See, I don't get a lot of feedback, but when he has me speaking on the radio, he brings messages to me. He put words in my mouth, just like he did with Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Isaiah, things that he want me to say. I know for a fact he's talking to somebody. And he's talking to many people. He told me, there are times he told me that many people listen. And I'm thankful for every listener. But men, they judge things by size. I know the Holy Spirit, that he's not wasteful. It doesn't matter if it's five people. If I can be a blessing to five people, or even just one person, it's important. As long as I'm doing what he's guiding me to do, I'm in sync with him. And you're going to learn so much from just obeying the Lord. Now, Satan is very, very, very afraid of your potential and my potential. And he's afraid of what will happen when people listen. The Lord is always looking at the heart. And he speaks to people in their heart. And he can do things when people trust him. And if you look at the track record, the people who introduced the Word of God to us, only about 40-something men God used to give us the King James Version of the Bible. Now, this book has blessed billions of people throughout the generations. Billions. Billions with a B. And almost most people on the planet know about it. Some countries, they try to hide it from their people. Some people ban it. It's against the law to have a Bible or to acknowledge Jesus Christ, because Satan is the head of that country, and he's afraid of the revival that will break out when people start getting saved there. He's afraid of life. And his people are afraid of life as well. That's why when you love God, you set a new pace. You raise the bar. And when you do the work of God, that is warfare. You can't just be a preacher. You have to be a warrior. And the only way to be a warrior is to learn how to fight from the Holy Spirit. There are many scriptures that teach us how to be encouraged, how to fight, how to resist, how to overcome darkness, temptation, all the works of the enemy. And that's our heritage. And we have to use those scriptures and do those things in order to be effective. But a living work works. A living work is of God. And it does what God can do. A living work goes forward, not backwards. It only goes forward. It shows people the truth, and they join in. See, I thank God for his handiwork, and I thank God for all who follow him and obey him and love him, because they do things that can't be done. The enemy is afraid. The spirit of fear is afraid. And if he can get men of God afraid, he can cause them to do what he wants them to do. And they won't be all that they can be in the Lord. But God has people that will fight to the finish, who will obey him, who will grow and continue. And the Lord will do a mighty work through them. He will do a mighty work in your life. Those that, if you love God, expect God to move in your life. And be faithful with what he gives you to do. No matter what it is, be very faithful with it. And you'll see the handiwork of God in your life. When people of the past, they will judge you as if you were still in the past. But as they get reunited with you, they're going to see the new man that God is bragging about. You know, God loves his people. And his handiwork is obvious. And it's good. It's holy. The work that he's done in you is holy. And we don't see how wonderful we are in him. But he does. To us, to him, we look great. But the handiwork of God is obvious. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in your life. Every instruction he give you will help you go forward. He would always tell me what He said, the things you've done does something. He let me know that the efforts that I'm putting forth is working. And I always thank God for it. With his guidance, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus truly is our Lord.